The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Menachas Dav Ches, we'll discuss in this shir Be'ez Hashem some of the protim of Mikachin. Kli agabe karka, can a kli function as a kli shoris to be mekadish the mincha, to be used in the service of the korban mincha when it's agabe karka or not? The svaros are not so clear, the hagdoros are not so clear. We'll bring up a point that the arsamech, Ramei Simcha, discusses in his tshuva. Is actually not in the sefer arsamech, it's in a tshuva back and forth between him and his son-in-law. The arsamech had a son-in-law, Rav Avraham Luftbeer, that was considered one of the great Iluyim of Poland. He was a friend and a regular correspondent of Rav Menachem Zemba, the Goyin Hador in Poland that was killed during the Holocaust. And after he was Nifter young, Rav Menachem Zemba published the back and forth between the two of them. His gadlus in Torah was astonishing, startling. He was married to the only daughter of the Osamech, Nebuch. They didn't have children. The Osamech did not... was not zeichet to leave over grandchildren, zeh shel kayoma, in this world. In any case, the Arsamech, Ramei Simcha, has a back and forth with the Zer Avram, with his Edim, Rav Avraham Luftbeer, and they discuss the Tosfos and Peites. Tosfos and Peites wants to know about the Menorah. Over there, he's talking about the Seder HaAvodah in the Menorah. Later on, it's discussed in the context of Maseches Menachos, the Avodas, the Hatovas Haneirois, and the putting in the Shemen. When is the Shemen Niskadish in the Menorah? And Tosfos wants to know, the Lechor, the Menorah, it's the Mavur over there, you have to be Mekadish, the Menorah, B'Klishoros. What do you mean, let the Menorah be Mekadish the Shemen? The Menorah itself is a Klishoros. Let that be Mekadish the Shemen. So the discussion between the two of them was that, what do you mean? L'chor, there is no hiskachus. Kiddush kli al gabi karka is not hiskadish. L'chor, the menorah stood on the Ritzvah Sohazor, it's al gabi karka. So the discussion was to say that no. The Gemara Bayos says, L'maisa the maskon of Rovi is, that is a chsorn in kli al gabi karka is only when we're talking about the avoida of the kmitza being taken. The kmitza was taken from the kli shoris. So there's the kiddush kli when the mincha originally was put in to the kli. It's niskadish because now it's a carbon mincha. Right? We discussed in the previous year. When you say hares esel zula mincha, it's mekadish b'kiddush is done. We put it in the kli. That's kiddush rishoin. Right now it's a carbon mincha. It's in a kli. It's miyuchid as one unit for a carbon mincha. It's chalnet kiddush is carbon as kiddush seguf. Kiddush rishoin. Then the kmitza takes place. It's put back in the kli. That's the kiddush sheni to bihukrav. When the kmitza was taken from the kli, it's a kli agave karka. In that, there's a chsorn in the hiskachus being taken from kli agave karka. But when the service was put into the kli, could the kli be mekadosh and kedusha zaguf standing on the karka? The maskon of Rovi is yes. In Cain, let's examine what's going on by the menorah, says the Asamech. By the menorah, we're not talking about a kiddush sheni. We're talking about a kiddush rishon of it being roi l'kovin, of it being hukran l'kovin. It doesn't have to be that it's a siyum of the avodah. What's the rationale? The rationale, l'chori, is that what is the chsaron al gabi karka? The chsaron al gabi karka is not that the kli is not a kli. That would be one way to explain it. Maybe kli that's on the karka is somehow not functioning as a kli. Kli is something that's used in conjunction with your dai. Maybe. Who says? I mean, why can't a kli be on the ground? Kli is just a receptacle that holds something. Where do we find in any area in halacha that there's chsorn in the mohus of the shame kli when it's like avikaka? Strange. But maybe what we'll say is that Rava's rationale is that the only psul is in the function of avoida. Avoida means that the chelik hamukta, the chelik hashirayim, is going from place to place. It's hukrav, it's hukba. It's picked up, it's lifted, it's moved along in a process to the mizbech. When it's agabe karka, that process is not taking place. It has to go mimokim lamokim, agabe karka is not part of that. So well, that's the chsar. If that's the case, then we understand the discussion of the Ampeites. The menorah, Tosis asks, could be niskadish, are they putting in, the shaman would be niskadish, are they putting in another why? Because over there it's just the kiddush to render a carbon. It's not the kiddush of avoida. There is a discussion with Gabi the Shulchan. Gabi the Shulchan, the kiddush of the lachma panu was the Gabi Shulchan. What do you mean the Shulchan stood? So what are you going to say? You're going to say that the Shulchan stood on Gabi Kaka. That's where it's supposed to be. That's its mokum. That's its serving as a klei avoida. So Luchan and the Menor are the same thing. Maybe you'll say that the Menor doesn't have to be there. It's interesting. The Shulchan is Mekadosh Lechem only when the Shulchan was in its proper place in the Heichel. The Menor, the Rambam Paskins, the whole Shtichel Reb Chaim, that the Menor theoretically can be brought out of the Heichel. A Zork theoretically could light it, could be brought back. So the place where the Shemen is Niskadosh put in and Niskadosh for the Hadlaka doesn't necessarily have to be in the Heichel. So when it's on the ground, the Heichel, you can't say, Kanze Mekoyim Emel is not Chson Agabi Karka. But again, that's all assuming that the chson agave kaka is a chson in the kli itself. It's shalei b'mkoyme. If it's b'mkoyme, that's kachi shimushoi. That it would be a kli shoris for avoida. The svaros over here are not so clear. Another example, by the way, of a place where l'choira there's a kiddush in something agave kaka is in the nischamay. The kiddush of the nischamay to read the kiddush zaguf, it has to have kiddush zaguf. Because it has to be poured on Gabi Mizbech, and because it's Niskadosh Zagov, that's why it's Nifsal Belino, that's a discussion in Sugi and Sukkah. But the Nisuch HaMayim was Niskadosh when it was in the Kli, that was Agave Karka, when it was, that's Mavu over there, in the Seder HaNisuch. It was Nisnasich from the Kli Shal Agave Karka. L'chor, that should say, that's not Niskadosh. So Ramei Simcha, who says that the chson of the kiddush kli agave karka would only be by a kli shaloi b'mkoymoi. B'mkoymoi would be mekadosh. And then we have the svar also of whether we define the menorah as being the kiddush rishon, which is just to give the kiddush laguf, or that it's serving as a chelik levai, that's the kiddush sheni, over there you can be mechalik again between agave karka and not Legabi these two halachas. We'll point out another distinction, which is totally in this havana. What are we saying? We're saying that could be that the chsorin of the kiddush kli agabi karka is a chsorin in the avoida. The tzurus avoida has to be in motion. It has to be from place to place. Agabi karka doesn't have a tzur of a ma'is avoida. After the kohen has to be standing on the floor, but the avoida is when things go from place to place, not agabi karka. Mashenkin legabi the etzim shem kli agabi karka is a shem kli. Here's another afkmin. The mavu in the gemara by us that kli agabi karka is mekadosh li posel, which means that if it was nikmat from the kli agabi karka by a zor, let's say that's it. You can't go back and do it again. L'chayru should say that the kiddush kli agabi karka, which is not a kiddush kli. L'chayra, then if a Zor did that mice, it's nothing, it's meaningless. Go back and do it again. No. The halacha is that you can go back and do it again. Vashtaten them. What we're understanding is that the Kiddush Kli Liposel is not an act, is not an act of avoida per se. When the Zor does, an avoida, you don't have to define it as an avoida was done. It's all a function of, does it have the reality of being a kiddush, of being a kli shoris? If b'muhus it's a kli shoris, even when it's agave karka, it functions as a kli shoris. If it functions as a kli shoris, then we understand that it creates the reality of what that ma'ase is. If the ma'ase was done by a zor, then the chil avoda, which is created even though the kli was agave karka. That would be another illustration of the same point. So again, what we're doing is we're being mechalek legabi the work, the job, the role of the kli shoris between the ma'ase avoda and between b'muhus, defining the mincha as such by dint of the fact that it's in the kli. L'chayru, a kli agave karka, there's no chson in the shem kli. If you'll say there is a chson in the shem kli, so then you'll have to say that the shulchan, let's say, is mekadosh lechem aponim, only because that's b'mekoyim, it's the only makom. The menorah, we said, maybe it's different, because the menorah could theoretically be mekadosh l'shem, and it's even outside the heichel. Its place does not define it. It's only when there's a specific place where something has to function, that place is not a bittel of the shem kli. But if we say there's no chson in the Shem HaKli, there's only chson in the Ma'is HaVoida. Ma'is HaVoida is what you're moving, is what you're picking up, is what you're
interacting with. Sometimes agave karka has that chisaron. Again, these are not musorim that we have in any other area in halacha. That kli agave karka is not considered a kli. It's a strange definition. But what we have over here by mincha is somehow that the maisa avoida of being maktir, makriv, or korban mincha, there's some type of interference that's run by agave karka.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.